AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. A memo obtained by the AP says the Justice Department is directing its federal prosecutors to investigate any state or local officials who stand in the way of beefed-up enforcement of immigration laws under the Trump administration. Attorneys general from 22 states are suing to block President Trump's move to end a century-old immigration policy known as birthright citizenship. It guarantees the U.S.-born children are citizens regardless of their parents' status. One of those states is Arizona. Chris Mays is attorney general.
This lawless order is not only nakedly unconstitutional, it is an attack on families and children in this state and across this country.
His family says David Mallon, the Border Patrol agent who was killed in Vermont during a traffic stop near the Canadian border, was a military veteran who worked security duty at the Pentagon during the time of the September 11th attacks. Red flag fire conditions remain around wildfire-ravaged areas in Los Angeles.
The possibility of a half inch to an inch of rain and even snow over the weekend brings threats of mud and debris slides. National Weather Service meteorologist Todd Hall.
It is concerned because that floods after fires actually bring a higher loss of life than the fire itself sometimes.
The multiple wildfires have killed at least 28 people and destroyed close to 16,000 structures, fueled by severe drought conditions and strong winds that continue.
We're looking at another Santa Ana wind event developing today through Thursday morning. And we're going to see an additional round of critical fire weather conditions.
Some evacuation orders remain in effect. Other residents are slowly going back. Meanwhile, Los Angeles beginning preparations to shore up hillsides to protect against potential weekend rain. I'm Julie Walker.
This is AP News. Prince Harry's privacy invasion lawsuit has been settled against Rupert Murdoch's UK tabloids as his trial was about to begin. Here's the AP's Lizzie Knight.
The announcement in London's High Court came despite the Duke of Sussex's vow that he was the one person who could hold the publishers of The Sun and now-defunct News of the World accountable at trial for unlawfully snooping on him, other famous figures, and average citizens in the news because of tragedies. Under English court rules, though, he faced a potentially astronomical legal bill even if he won, and may have ultimately decided, as hundreds of other claimants have, that he couldn't risk the cost. In all the cases that have been brought against the publisher since a widespread phone hacking scandal forced Murdoch to close News of the World in 2011, Harry's case got the closest to trial.
The Murdoch tabloids apologized to Prince Harry. Taylor Swift and Morgan Wallen lead the 2025 iHeartRadio Music Award nominations. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.